Our text for today is coming from the Book of Wiley. The very right Brother Marcus D. Wiley. And don't forget about his heavenly hype man, Brother For Real. Ladies and gentlemen, it's now time for today's sanctified sermon topic.
Amen.
Amen, Reverend.
Amen again.
Amen again.
For truly, it is an honor to be back.
Yeah?
Yes.
Yes, yes.
Today, I would like to take a good look at the book of First Chronicles.
Okay, Reverend, I like
the Chronicles. I believe there's a word there in the 17th chapter.
Okay.
And the 16th verse.
Yeah.
And I would like for my Hispanic pastor
to
read.
Then King David went in and sat before the Lord.
He sat before the
sat
Lord.
Sat before the Lord.
Uh-huh.
And he said, who am I,
who
O
am
Lord
I?
God?
Huh? Who am I, Lord? Who am I?
And what is my house?
What is my house?
That you have brought me this far?
You brought me this far.
Hispanic pastor don't give us no Spanish, though. That's all right. That's all
yeah,
right.
He don't speak Spanish.
Not at all. Yes.
And for a few minutes this morning.
Well, Reverend.
I would like to talk from the topic.
Uh-huh.
Stay close.
Stay close.
Stay close.
All right. Keep us close, Reverend.
This weekend, I was in New Orleans, Louisiana.
Ooh, the Big Easy, baby.
At the Essence Festival.
Yeah, fun.
Brother, for real, you should have seen me. I was able to move around.
Well.
Go from concert to concert.
Party over here.
I was able to maneuver from seminar to seminar.
God is good, isn't it?
Get in places I had no credentials to get in.
Huh?
And it's all because I was rolling with Yolanda Adams.
You got access, baby.
All I did was be quiet.
Huh?
Look sexy.
What?
And stay close.
Let's stay close.
When I read this text, I find David wanted some answers from God.
Yes, he did,
Reverend. He wanted answers on why he is so blessed and highly favored.
Come on, Reverend.
He asked, who am I?
Who am I?
And what is my house that you have brought me this far?
That's a good question.
David understands, Brother For Real, that he is nothing without God.
Without God.
All he has.
Huh?
All he has done.
Yes, sir.
And all he has become is because of God.
God, Reverend.
Little Dave.
Little Dave.
Had no credentials.
Oh, shepherd boy.
To deserve God's amazing promises.
Yes, sir, Reverend.
He came from nothing.
Uh-huh.
He lacks pedigree and royal ancestry.
Well.
However, he stayed close.
Mm.
And when you stay close to the way... He has a way of making a way.
Making a way?
Out of no way.
Yes, sir.
When you stay close to the door, he knows how to unlock the door.
Come on, Reverend.
He knows how to unchain the door.
Well.
He even knows how to kick the door
in. He'll kick it in like
what I'm trying to say is when you stay close, he will open doors for you.
Well.
There is a simple answer to David's question.
Come on, Reverend.
Stay close to God because the closer you get to him,
what?
The more you realize it's in him we live.
Well.
It's in him we move. And it's in him
we have our being. Yes, sir.
Now, ain't he all right?
Yes, sir, Reverend.
I said, ain't he all right?
Yes, sir.
I know he's all right.
So am I close to you, Reverend?
I know he's all right.
Stick to him like glue, Reverend. Yes, sir.
I know he's all right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's closer than close right there, Reverend.
Closer than most, Reverend.
Yeah, you got to be close,
Stay
Reverend.
Close to him.
Yes, sir. You got access where you're close to him.
Stay close.
Come on. You say got it. This free.
It's free.
Free everywhere. Just access.
I'm moving around. There's this folk looking at me like, man, where I said, hey, man. I'm just
standing in my liberty.
Standing in there.
Just
being
liberty.
Close, you know.
Just being close, taking advantage of the opportunity.
Hey, Gabrielle Union. I mean, I just got to see them all. Hey,
just come here, girl.
Hey.
Sweet.
Okay,
sweet.
What's up?
Brown sugar,
what's
baby.
What's up, Uncle Charlie? Yeah, staying close.